views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, October 21st, 2014, number 100. Since being in the YNTS studio, we currently are on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. You can listen to us 24-7 on iTunes, Podomatic, Spreaker, and soon Blog Talk Radio. Our website, www.yoandrewnts.com. Call me toll-free, 855-712-YNTS. Tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo. Email me, spell it right, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Don't be left behind. You're listening to Yo Andrew News Talk Show, the second hour here. If you're still with us, it's late. Ezekiel Jack's up next.
There will be no stopping. Uh-huh. It's when you go harder than somebody, man. Yeah. This right here. It's domination. This here, what you call domination.
Welcome back to the program. It is the 100th show. Last time I checked my watch and I licked my finger and put it right up in the air, and I said, it's not just nice weather, but it's also our program. And we are glad that some of you are still with us. I understand I could be an absolute bore sometimes. I mean, if I was in my shoes, I would probably say the same thing. Right now, we have Howard Forrest, our phone screener, my father spectating. He once was, Teddy Giordano. My audience here all around me joining us for this celebration. I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. Our next guest who is on the program, and we wanted to bring someone who can speak about their career and give us some advice on how we can actually get there and do the same thing, because it's not easy. We here on the program, we do radio. And for some of you might know, getting into radio is not an easy field to get into. And WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment, is not that easy either. This man did, and he's still talking about it today. He was a professional wrestler, best known for his time in WWE, working under the ring name Ezekiel Jackson. He is recognized by WWE as the final ECW champion, if you're in that WWE ECW. And if you're not, you might be looking at Rhino as the final ECW. Intercontinental Champion one time. Also a bodybuilder. They call him Big Rick. We'll call him Ezekiel Jackson on this program. Ezekiel, thanks for being with us. Welcome to the program.
What's up, man? How are you guys doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Very good to hear. I want to begin the conversation with this first question. And we do see that you are beginning an independent run, and we're going to get to that later on in the conversation. But the question is, how did you get into the WWE? We see so many people around the country trying to get in, and we see the company has expanded the past several years. How'd you do it? How'd you get in there?
I started training in Brooklyn in 2000, and I relocated to LA in 2005. And within the time, I guess, I reached out to UPW because, you know, UPW's website had seen, they had Lisa Verone. They had all these different people that came through UPW. And I figured that might be a good route to go to try to see if there's a connection to WWE. They reached out back to me and said, hey, we got a show coming up. We'd love to meet you. So I went out and met up with Rick Bassman and this guy, Anthony Rosas. And after that, they called me maybe a couple months later and said, hey, we got this thing we were doing where at that time, I think they were trying to get the WWE to use them as a you know, sort of a Deep South OVW kind of thing. So I think they were working on that. And within 2 months of doing that, Bill DeMar came out, saw a bunch of us, and literally maybe 4 months after that, I got a call and said, hey, we want you to come to OVW to try out. And I went for a week and got a call a week later saying they're going to sign me. So it was a long process of in New York for about 7 years of training, 5-6 years of training before I got signed. But once I started with UPW, it came really fast.
We do see that you are a bodybuilder. Has it ever been your intention to be a WWE superstar? For some of us, we do know, we have to admit it, it is scripted, it's not real. So, has it ever really been your intention to go into the company, or it just kind of landed on your lap? It just came about?
I was a fan from the age of 8. And I never thought I was going to be a big guy. I always, you know, if you see the rest of my family, I'm the oddity of the family. So I got into bodybuilding in college, but before that, I wanted to wrestle. But my mom basically was like, "We'd love for you to go to college. You'd be the first one to graduate college." And I did that. And after I graduated, that's when I got into. Like, I took up wrestling full-time after that, but I've always been a fan. The bodybuilding thing was something that came because I was lifting weights and my body was responding. I was getting bigger and bigger, so I started training. I was 145 pounds, and by the time I graduated college, I was about 250, 255. So it was the bodybuilding thing was just me being a fan of both sports. But I was more so in love with wrestling than anything.
When WWE came up to you and told you Ezekiel Jackson is going to be your wrestling name, did you feel the name Ezekiel Jackson fit you as a WWE superstar?
It was first Ezekiel, and then the next week I think we added Jackson. Ezekiel, for me, being a Christian was awesome because I knew of the prophet Ezekiel. I knew of his life. So for me, it was cool for me because, like, man, I get to be, biblical, yet being a part of the WWE. So it definitely fit the character that I wanted to bring out, which ended up, you know, after I got to ECW, became the prophet of doom and that kind of different thing that Stryker used to refer to me as. So it kind of definitely fitted.
If you're just joining us, we are speaking with Big Rick, formerly known as Ezekiel Jackson. He's on my phone line. Big Rick, I want to ask you this question. We see in a few more weeks the Royal Rumble is coming. It's coming to Philadelphia. It's going to be 15 years of the pay-per-view of the event. And we're going to see 40 men. Will we see Ezekiel Jackson? Will we see you walking down that ramp? Will we see you be number 25, or am I speaking too much?
That's a wish and a star, I guess. No, certainly, actually, you know, if I jump ahead a bit, I just started with Lucha Underground, which is starting out here in L.A., there's been a few reports about it. So I've been focused on that more so than anything else with the fact that it's right in L.A. It's something completely different. And I could drive home every night after I tape a show.
We see you began your independent run. You began bookings for it. Can you tell us more information about that?
I'm working with Bill Barons also, and, I didn't really want to do it as much just because I was enjoying the time home with my family, but I do love to meet the fans and interact with fans, and I love to perform. So I'm available through Bill. My email is physique@gmail.com. I'm actually going to launch my fitness website within this week, which is www.physique.com, PHYSZEKE. Which is all my Twitter and Facebook and all the different things. So it's something that I've sat back and thought about that I'm going to do, and I'm looking forward to it, you know, get a chance to go out there and travel and meet new people.
Big Rick, I'm really happy for you. I think it's great that you're able to take what you learned the past several years, everywhere you've been at, everywhere you traveled, and you're able to brand yourself. You're able to take what you learn and create your own company. And I think that's great. I see more people doing it. We've done it here, and I'm really happy for you.
It's you have to. Sadly, you can't depend on one thing anymore. In many, from a business standpoint, you cannot depend on a single income anymore. You know, it's always something to have different things, different venues to earn. And that's what we do as performers. We're independent contractors, we're independents, and we try to earn as much as possible and, as you know, in many different venues as possible. So it's a business venture.
So you are 36 years old, and 36 is a young age today, but when someone like yourself going to different companies, experiencing different projects, it might take a toll on your body. You are now on this independent run. Do you feel that you can show the fans that you are still healthy, you are still able to move forward and really give the fans what they want? That's one heck of a show.
Definitely. I've had three surgeries. One, I tore my quad in 2010. Then I tore my pec and rotator cuff in 2012. I had a hernia earlier this year, but that's a part of what we do. I train hard. I lift weights. I lift a ton of weights. I lift heavy. I train hard. I wrestle hard. You know, I don't half-ass when I go in the ring. So your body's going to wear and tear. But at 36, I feel, you know, I do as much cardio as I possibly can. I do a whole bunch of different training. I train the same today as I did maybe 10 years ago. Not 15 years ago. 15 years ago, I was stupid. All I cared about was lifting heavy weights. I no longer do that. Now is enough to get a good workout, stay healthy, and make sure I protect my joints. So I've learned over the past 15 years not to do things to destroy my body in the gym, but just enough to maintain or to, you know, I do a lot of different kind of stuff now to make sure that I'm more athletic now than I was when I was younger. So the training has changed. The mentality is still the same. I'm a young kid at heart, and I love what I do. So, you know, nothing, like right now, when I'm ready to stop, I'm going to just stop. Let's just leave it say it that way.
Right now, we are speaking with Big Rick, formerly known as Ezekiel Jackson. This is the last question I want to ask you. WWE recognizes you as the final ECW champion. ECW, Paul Heyman, WWE, later in the early 2000s, purchased them. How does it feel that people will remember you as the final ECW champion?
It's a twofold to that question. If you're an original ECW fan, you'll be told, you'll say, Rhino is the final champion. If you're a WWE ECW fan guy, you'll be like, man, I'm mad at you. You beat Christian, you know. So, but for me, it's history. I thank God that in the history books, I was a one-time world champion. I don't care what anybody says, you know what I mean? So, whether it's for 30 seconds or if you're optimistic, I've been an ECW champion for over 4 years because I haven't lost the title. So I'd be giving Bruno Sammartino a run for the money in a couple of years as one of the longest world champs. But, you know, I look at it as it was an opportunity that came. I took it. I had a blast. The final match against Christian, Mr. Regal was a part of it, and it was a great time. So, I can't. It's a part of my history, a part of my legacy that I've been blessed with.
Big Rick, formerly known as Ezekiel Jackson, thanks for coming on the program, and good luck with your future endeavors.
Cool, man. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Ezekiel Jackson, really thank him for coming on. Formerly WWE superstar, and we're really glad he can join us, and we hope to hear from him again. When we come back on the program for the first time ever, we are doing a Q&A. The audience is going to ask me the questions. Hopefully they're nice questions, not no dirty ones. Oh, boy. Look at this. They're already getting riled up here. Here we go.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something, and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text.
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. So many comments on my comment.
Hey, guys, check out my new video game.
Mom, what?
Huh?
Pew, pew. What'd you say?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Want to get the most out of your exercise? This is registered dietitian nutritionist Melissa Dobbins. A few hours before you work out, eat right. Have peanut butter and honey on whole grain toast, a turkey and Swiss sandwich with fruit, or oatmeal with banana, almonds, and fat-free milk. Then a half hour before you exercise, eat some fruit and drink a bottle of water. You'll train longer, work out harder, and delay fatigue. Eating right helps. For a registered dietitian nutritionist near you, visit eatright.org.
Man, last night we put on an epic light show.
So epic.
The crowd loved us.
Wait, there are only four people out there.
Yeah, but did you see their four faces? Their eyes lit up brighter than ours, and we're fireflies.
Yeah, we are.
And we're going to be out here rocking out our light show at a forest near you, so come check us out.
Check us out.
Whether you're rocking their world or they're rocking yours, some memories never fade. Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fires.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
This is Stereo 1230 WBLQ Westerly Stonington, a DuPonti communication station.
WBLQ.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone. Sansone's Walk It Home program.
Inviting the Democrats.
We know that the nation that goes all in on innovation today will own the global economy tomorrow.
And the Republicans to the conversation.
And all the president said, if we pass this law, health care costs will go down. Well, now we find out that health care costs are going up for most Americans.
You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
And we are back. We are going through the 100 shows smoothly. And believe it or not, we have a baseball update. On the World Series, some of you might be watching tonight, not listening to this program.
It's 3-0 Giants currently off the two-run home run of Hunter Pence. And Bumgarner just escaped a big jam. Bases loaded against a very hot Eric Hosmer. So 3-0 San Francisco Giants. And they are going to the fourth inning in that game.
Do you believe the Royals still have a chance to?
It's game one.
Because Howard just said it, if it's a 4-3 lead.
It's game one. They have a shot.
And
I mean,
the Royals have such a great relief pitching staff. They can definitely.
Yeah, great relief pitching staff. ERA sub 2. I mean, they've been unbelievable between Wade Davis, Greg Holland, and Kelvin Herrera. Unbelievable pitching staff there. But Bumgarner, this is a big game for them, especially at home. This is a game they want to win because you don't want to go to San Francisco down 2 games. You don't. That's they have to win this game. They have to win one of these games in Kansas City at least, because San Francisco they're going to be going wild. That could be this could be an easy World Series win for San Francisco if the Royals can't beat the Giants at home.
Well, you just said it's only game one, but now you're really worried that if they don't win game one, and then they might not win game two. So it's like a catch-22.
Yeah, well,
what to worry about?
I'm pulling for the Royals hard, but I think San Francisco. San Francisco's going to repeat. I believe it. I think they're going to win this series.
I think the Mets could have, but they didn't. They couldn't get there.
Poor guys.
Such New Yorkers we are. Well, we are going to have, and this is going to be a lot of fun, our first Q&A. We have conducted many interviews on this program with professors, with organizers who want to make a change in society, with reporters, with bloggers. You name it, we spoke to them. And just right now, you heard two great interviews that I've conducted. Now, I want my audience, and we have a few of them in the studio, ask me the questions or even a suggestion they might have about the program. And Matthew wants to take the mic first. He feels a little confident tonight. It's got to be the beard.
It's got to be the beard.
How does that not itch?
Oh, it itches like crazy, but you know what?
Beard people.
Got to respect.
So, Mom, can I get a beard?
You got to respect the beard.
I don't like beard people.
No. Oh, no. See, yeah, that's what she raised up from her cell phone.
See,
yes, Daniel Bryan.
See, I need a beard. Yeah. If I don't have a beard, I look like I'm 16 years old, and that doesn't go good when I'm subbing in the schools. So I need the beard to maintain that I'm older than kids.
Yes, you do. That's another thing the new principal does. He tells everybody they have to wear their beard.
Well, I don't know if anyone can hear you. I mean, the mic is over here. All right. Yes, sorry. All right, so
anyway,
please go on.
Okay, so what I wanted to know.
No conversation over there, please.
Now that you've hit 100 episodes,
yeah,
that's normally when TV shows will tend to go into syndication. So I kind of have a similar thing.
Well, we
kind of
did that 50 shows ago.
Well, yeah, but.
No, I don't know about 40.
What my plan is, my idea, what if you did a kind of Throwback Thursday thing? You know, like. Play some old segments from the show, like on your Facebook page, on the thing. Like when we were in the studio before eating the Twinkies, it brought back memories from episode one or so, or from the very early days.
Nah, I think it was in the '30s because it was the mid July.
Okay, so it was the early days of the show of us eating Twinkies in the studio, and it was like, why not relive that moment?
I think it's a good idea because we have announced that we are going to be on iTunes, to Podomatic and Spreaker, and I even want to do some exclusive interviews on our Ustream page that we want to develop. It's just being able to maintain all of these pages consistently, but I think that would be a great start where we'll be able to put that on our newsletter. I really feel that our newsletter is going to be our biggest thing yet. Everyone's got an email. Everyone looks at it, especially the newsletter looks great on the mobile phones, unless you don't have an iPhone, James Yap. But... Called them out. But we do, I believe that the newsletter could give people an idea. So if someone asks me, well, Andrew, that's great. We're glad that you can put the whole nostalgic on Thursdays, but how you get it out there? I think our newsletter will be great. So we're definitely going to put that in mind, Matt. I really like the idea for it.
Actually, to his point, I don't have a question right now, but to his point, that's actually a really good idea. I mean, when I did my show Discussion Midnight, I listened in on a lot of our old shows, and I look back and I laugh. And I was like, how stupid could we be, honestly, with the conversations we put together, all these segments we had? I mean, that's a really good idea, Throwback Thursday. I like it, honestly.
I like it, too. I mean, I can't be sitting here on the air, but I could definitely play back, record something, and play it to the different 24/7 outlets we have, especially that we're rebuilding in 2015. And I really feel that the newsletter is going to really help, because the newsletter, it's just going to be, you know, nice and small, but it's going to give out everything. It's putting up a Facebook status doesn't really do much. People are going to like it. People are going to hate it. More people like that you're in a relationship than they actually do on the radio show itself. I mean, 100 people care about my love life. Oh, that's great. But what about my show? You'll know I do it. So I feel the newsletter can really shape up. All right, this is everything that's going on. If you're someone that, Rich, I understand you might not be free all the time. Well, Andrew, saw your newsletter I saw on Thursdays. I might check in on that. You need to actually look at it. So I really think it's a great idea, and we do have a path where we can give it out, because Facebook status don't work. Tweets don't work. Paying for Facebook and tweets don't work. But I think the newsletter, I think it's a good idea. I think it looks great so far, and I think just doing it, and the website we have for the newsletter has a timer. So exactly at 10 o'clock, our newsletter will go out. I'll manually do it. It goes zoop right out. So I feel that it's a great idea.
Question for you, sir. 100th episode, great accomplishment. How do you see
it is.
It's the 200th episode of Yo Andrew News Talk. How do you see the show?
It's a hard question, because if you asked me that 100 shows ago, I wouldn't know what to tell you. I don't think I can tell you that I'm on six stations live. I wouldn't be able to tell you that I have access now to 24/7 websites around the country. I wouldn't be able to tell you that my website has actually been exactly the same. Usually the website always changes. But 200 shows, I feel we'll be much more organized. We'll be financially stable. We'll be able to really look out, and I think maybe I feel that we'll be able to have the following we want. Because what we're doing the past year is learning from our mistakes. Some people might not agree with what I say is a mistake, but, you know, going on many stations, well, you know, it didn't work in our favor. Phone calls are still not coming in. We still see no following. Yeah, I mean, no, you guys are my following. You guys, you know, my 23 people, but there should be more people.
Yeah.
So I feel, but again, from what Matt knows, as show number one, I didn't expect a $500 microphone. I didn't expect three screens. I didn't expect our own phone number to have our letters in there. So I think a 200 episodes is going to look great. And I think it's going to be a lot bigger. I think it's going to be a lot better. And we'll see what happens. How does we go along? Anyone else? We have about 10 minutes. Come on.
Wait, give us something.
Well, Mom, you want to come in? You got to walk in. You got to go to the microphone. Because if you're talking from there, it's dead air. And no one's going to hear you. And wait a minute, James Jaffe's going to take the mic.
So yep. Thanks for having me on your show, Andrew. And it feels honored to be
here. Now, this is the first time you're on it. And you always hear about it.
Yeah, it is. I feel honored and all that. So starting from the beginning, you probably heard this question hundreds of times, but technologically speaking, how do you feel about from that point, from that first show, how did you feel technological-wise to getting up till now? How do you feel about that?
I think it feels amazing. I mean, I would never believe when I'm at work or when I'm with my coworkers or I'm with my friends and I tell them, well, yeah, my studio, they always seem to ask me, what studio are you talking about? Well, it's my studio that we spent a lot of money on. Was it worth it? Of course it was. What I did when I was in college, and I told people, I want to start my show from home. That's what I want to do. I went to my mom and my dad in 2012 of the summer, and I said, this is the board I want. Ended up being a different board that we still use today. Driving over for chairs. Until this day, we buy stuff. But I think we really improved. I think it looks it's amazing that I'm able to feel comfortable. Again, I know there are cheaper ways to go about doing a program. You can do it from your cell phone. Do you really need all this equipment? Of course not. But I feel if I want to get into the career, if I want that one person to call me up in the morning and say, Andrew, let's talk numbers, They want to first look at you and see you. You know what? Because they want experience. This field is about experience. And for someone talking on a cell phone, that's not going to work. But see, you know what? He talks on a professional microphone. He edits his own interviews. The kid understands what we want. I think we can take him. We don't, and we give him a nice salary, and we can move up from there. So I think we definitely improved, and I think it's helped me individually.
That's great. Do you think you'll be able to move up from, like, let's say you want to broadcast your show to, like, other countries, like Europe, in Europe, Britain, stuff like that? You ever think about that? Maybe Canada?
You know what? That's a great idea. I never thought of broadcasting internationally. I don't know where I would start. I guess because when we do research for affiliates, radio stations, we allow the program to air on, of course, to place the show somewhere and to gain some experience. I think that's a great idea. And there are hundreds of internet radio stations that you could connect with. I guess if I get the right software, there's no reason why the studio can't do it and to air from a different country. And hey, there are times when many artists might not get the United States audience, but might have a larger interest in another country. So I think that's a great idea. I'm going to write all these down. I like the TBT idea, and I definitely like the international idea. And then I have my idea of the newsletter that will sadly be launching next week. Because we just couldn't get it done tonight. But Rich got a question.
So out of your last 99 episodes, which episode can you say you're the most proud of?
I knew someone was going to ask me this question. I just had a feeling. And it's hard to sit down. And cause personally, there's 99 programs. On the top of my head, I really don't remember many of them. But my proudest show has to be when I went to my college. It was, again, we haven't been there since, but it was the April right after I graduated from that. So it was April of 2013. We were able to take the equipment, go up to the school, connect everything. We had, and we used to do round tables, Howard. Remember that, Matt? We used to do round tables, and then we said, I don't do that no more. But it ended up being a lot of work. And what was that?
The WrestleMania 29 roundtable.
Yeah, because 30 failed dramatically.
Yeah, the one with Big Nasty.
Case IC's won't even talk to me anymore. And I actually love their blog.
And I mean, but, just like, I remember your first international host from Heel Book.
Yeah, Heel Book.
So you had an international guest.
He was talking from midnight, and I was here. And that worked out well. And what else? And we had a lot of firsts. By being in the studio, even I'm telling you, Howard, being on Blog Talk was a dramatic change. I was in a college where you had one phone line that sometimes didn't work. You had a bunch of cameras. So to be able to go on Blog Talk and then move on to different stations and be timed like this, these are all the first time. It was. I remember the first show. It was the first time we went from one caller to another caller. Like, okay, thanks for the call. Now we move on to Chris from New Jersey. It was Chris Mang at the time, I remember. And that was the first time we ever did that. First time we ever did a Sound Clip of Wisdom.
In studio guests.
Yeah. And we had a lot of them. We had Amanda Ray Davis, who, you know what? And it's funny. Why didn't I bring her on for the pageant scandal that went on? Miss United States. I believe she she was in college, and she was harassing students, and she was a vent on it. Christian Spears, who we had many interviews with. We haven't spoken to him in a while. And SIFT, S-I-F-T. You know, it's funny. This week, right now, I think we're going in, what, the third year of Hurricane Sandy?
It is
a second.
It was in 2013.
No, it was 2012.
Yeah, 2012. All right, so two years. That's right.
It was in, like, yeah, just around this time.
Yeah, because we had Christian Spears on a few weeks later. Then we had him on when he was in Oklahoma during those tornadoes. Yeah. We actually had Christian Spears on. He's right now in some church. No one can get in touch with him. And his family members are like, Yo, Andrew's got him on the air right now. And he told some great insight on Red Cross of America, how they're frauds, how they care about money. It was a very good interview. And then we had him on for the one-year anniversary last year. We had an on-road appearance with him. So that was a lot of fun.
You know, Andrew, you know, you say, you know, your most memorable moment. What was your
I don't know if this is a real word, and I'll probably get killed by teachers here. The funnest moment that you've had on the air so far through your first 100 episodes. Because I know, personally, you know, I enjoy, you know, listening to the show. And
yeah.
I laugh sometimes when I just, I know, like I said, we've known each other a while now, and I know when you had that moment where you just like, you just want to kill it, but... Yeah. What are one of those moments where, you know, it's like, the, you know, when you just like, that you can remember that you were just laughing and laughing and laughing?
Truthfully, I mean, from the top of my head, because if I sit down in the studio and I'm able to go to every interview and every program, I probably will find something else.
Eating the Twinkies in the
studio. Eating the Twinkies definitely is up there. Our 50th anniversary show, that was one thing. Also, what I really liked... It was our interview with January Jones, and we spoke about her book of whining. My mom, she remembers this interview, and she was funny. We were just having a blast. She's like, you ever go in the supermarket, and you just, and your mom gives you that face that you get hit, and the camera's not, they were just, and it was a great interview. I actually found her off of this guest website, and she was the one that got us on iHeart for a few months, and she was a lot of fun. She wrote tons of books, and I was having a blast. Probably the Twinkie, that was another fun night. The 50th anniversary show, it was me, Matt, Mario, who couldn't be.
Yes.
That was fun. And we spoke with the executive producer of Inside Man and One Direction that I didn't even know up to the till I was speaking to him, because Morgan Spurlock.
Hey, Matthew has to say something.
All right.
Yeah, I wanted to get into this before we went to the sound clip of Wisdom. One thing that sticks out in my head was that one time on the show that I'm sitting at the table across from you and I am opening up a protein bar,
right,
and the wrapper is making noise. And you're giving me the glare,
this look.
The glare of death, the Andrew Giordano glare of death, that you won't say nothing, but you just shoot the nastiest look and like, oh, I did something wrong. I done messed up.
Nothing beats when you try to plug in your laptop and you blew up the whole studio.
Oh, my God.
And all my sounds got lost. I couldn't do the show. It was like,
really,
what happened?
You had to bring that up? Really?
Oops. I thought we were talking about funny. Don't worry. One time I was trying to fix a problem. Believe me, I'll make it up to you. And I pulled the wire out and I blew out the USB wire in my parents' PC. And I couldn't get. I'm like, oh my God, the board's broken, and I blew up the whole USB because it was on, and we were. It was like the first. It was in January. It was the first time I was on it. That was horrible. There were so many different technical difficulties, but now we've have so many emergency plans. But do we have time for one more question or bad memory? One more question. We have to go to our Sound Club of Wisdom.
So, what's next for you, Andrew? What you going to expand from there? You going to, what's the next stories coming up? How are you going to improve your studio? Mm. What's the next big thing for Yo Andrew?
Well, the next thing we're going to do is we're going to introduce that newsletter next week. Every Tuesday, the second the show ends, you get a newsletter. It's going to be ads of our sponsors, organizations. It's going to be links where you'll be able to listen to the interviews and the programs. And it's going to be great because we're going to be able to give out the program when it's off the air for someone who really can't follow it because they're busy. Another thing we want to do is, you know, start adding some software to the computers here and start fixing up.
More like improving, I would say.
Yeah.
Improving.
Yeah, more fixing it. More of improving. And also probably rewire the studio to make it a little bit more convenient for me. But for the most part, in January, we're going to be changing around our affiliates. We're going to be changing the way we look at where we are at. And we're trying to grab that following. That's our goal. Get a following and take it from there.
Simple question. When are we starting our wrestling program?
Right here in the air?
Yeah, of course. I've been asking you. I might as well ask you on the 100th episode.
Someday.
Listen, there's a wrestling show, Rich. You can't do that without me.
This is very true.
Look at
this.
Everyone's fighting for it. Well, Sound Club of Wisdom up next. Not just a Sound Club of Wisdom, a Sound Club of Wisdom montage.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something, and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text.
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. So many comments on my comment.
Hey, guys, check out my new video game.
Mom, what?
Huh?
Pew, pew. What'd you say?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Want to get the most out of your exercise? This is registered dietitian nutritionist Melissa Dobbins. A few hours before you work out, eat right. Have peanut butter and honey on whole grain toast, a turkey and Swiss sandwich with fruit, or oatmeal with banana, almonds, and fat-free milk. Then a half hour before you exercise, eat some fruit and drink a bottle of water. You'll train longer, work out harder, and delay fatigue. Eating right helps. For a registered dietitian nutritionist near you, visit eatright.org.
Man, last night we put on an epic light show.
So epic.
The crowd loved us.
Wait, there were only four people out there.
Yeah, but did you see their four faces? Their eyes lit up brighter than ours, and we're fireflies.
Yeah, we are.
And we're going to be out here rocking out our light show at a forest near you. So come check us out.
Check us out.
Whether you're rocking their world or they're rocking yours, some memories never fade. Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
Hi-ho, Kermit D. Frog here. Just stopping by the Yo Andrew News Talk Show to say hello. Hope you're not going anywhere. He's coming back on the air in a few moments, actually. You know, when I taped my first film, it was kind of like this. And, oh, what? Oh, it's time. Okay, sorry, Yo Andrew. Back to the radio program, folks. Don't be left behind. Where has Miss Piggy been, anyway?
When we created the Sound Clip of Wisdom, I never thought it would last 100 shows. Again, we do the end of the month program. That I'm shocked no one's mentioned the end of the month program, where we're able to do our truly weird stories, now also mind-blowing stories, box office numbers. We're also able to do the main headlines and then open phone calls. But every show, the Sound Clip of Wisdom has ended it off. And we did so many. And every time you hear the Sound Clip of Wisdom, I always give you the meaning of it. And what is the Sound Clip of Wisdom and why it's there. What we decided to do was edit an 8-minute montage. This montage will tell you, if you never heard it before, what is the Sound Clip of Wisdom. And every clip you hear, 26 of them to be exact, out of the many we have played on the program. So you're going to hear what it means, and each clip, some of them you might not know, so what does this mean, but we've had a conversation on each, and we hope you enjoyed. Here it is, the Sound Clip of Wisdom montage. It's 8 minutes long, but I want you to stay quiet. I want you to hear the whole thing. Well, again, so before I play, does anyone have headphones on? Anyone connected?
And Dan.
And Dan, all right. Everyone's getting restless, because can everyone hear it? Is everyone good? You know, I am on timing. Yeah, I can't be doing this all night. Here we go. The Sound Clip of Wisdom is a sound clip we play to end off the program.
Jumped on the car. Why?
Because that's what people do. They leap and hope to God they can fly.
But I promise you something. You lift your head up. Take a breath. There's a lot of great possibilities out there.
I didn't come up here to forget who I am and where I come from. And neither did I. I'm just trying to be the best I can be. So am I. And the best I can be is Jamaican.
And what the Sound Clip of Wisdom does, it gives a conversation for the audience to take.
Because there'll only be a handful of other people making the sort of money you'll be making.
And while everyone you know may own the fanciest clothes
and the best cars, you will own the companies that sell them.
If you want to know what heaven really is, Murray,
try being God.
That greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Greed is right. Greed works. Greed clarifies, cuts through, and captures.
2 months ago, my mom and dad decided to separate. Now they live in different houses. My brother Andrew says that we aren't a real family anymore. Is this true? Did I lose my family? Is there anything I could do to get my parents back together? Sincerely, Katie McCormick.
When the program ends, and they can have that conversation with anyone. They can have it with their girlfriend.
But don't you take the easy way out.
What easy way? There is no easy way. No matter what I do, somebody gets hurt.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want?
They can have it with their friends.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
They can have it with their parents.
For spitting on every value I ever held. For purposely trying to antagonize me.
Is that what you think? It just so happens, Dad, that I believed in what I was doing and what I stood for.
And I suppose you wanted me to agree with what you did.
No! I wanted you to respect the fact that I could have my own ideas. I wanted you to keep on treating me like a son, even though I was different from you. I wanted to... Well, maybe just once, I wanted you to put everything aside and spend a day with me like the one you just spent with Alex.
Thanks, Bob. I'm a musician. And I want you to be proud of me for that, too. I want you in my corner.
I guess I was a little rough on you. Look, I'm never going to be happy about this music thing. But I'm always going to be in your corner. I'm your old man.
They can have it with about anyone. And what it also has become is a conversation after the 2 hours ended. So when the program ends, you're able to continue the Yo Andrew News Talk Show on your own.
What about the people? Why isn't
America the greatest country in the world, Professor? That's my answer.
He says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester. And it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word?
We say these words every single time we bring up the Sound Clip of Wisdom. We started it the first show here in the YNTS studio with the newsroom clip, one of my favorites. And now, look where we are.
Woody, he's been my pal for as long as I can remember. He's brave, like a cowboy should be, and kind and smart. But the thing that makes Woody special is he'll never give up on you.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills.
From movies.
It just got too hard.
It's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. The hard is what makes it great.
Calling somebody else fat won't make you any skinnier. Calling someone stupid doesn't make you any smarter. And ruining Regina George's life definitely didn't make me any happier. All you can do in life is try to solve the problem in front of you.
When you grow up, you tend to get told the world is the way that it is. Your life is just to live your life inside the world and try not to bash into the walls too much. But that's a very limited life. Life can be much broader.
Did I hear you say it doesn't matter? Because I thought I heard you say it doesn't matter, but Harriet wouldn't say that, would she? Now, come on. Just because you're on your own doesn't mean the world stops turning. or that there are no more fascinating people to observe and fill your notebooks with. That's your job, Harry.
Oh, Kevin. Mom, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, too.
That's what's got to be in it.
What?
The Capitol Dome.
On paper?
I want to make that come to life for every boy in this land. Yes, and all light it up like that, too. You see, boys forget what their country means by just reading the land of the free in history books. Then they get to be men, they forget even more. Liberty's too precious a thing to be buried in books, Miss Saunders.
TV shows.
No WWE talent becomes a legend on their own. Every man's heart one day beats its final beat. His lungs breathe their final breath. And if what that man did in his life makes the blood pulse through the body of others and makes them bleed deeper in something than larger than life.
But I think it's important that all of them return to the wild. That's where Pokemon belong, and hopefully someday they'll find good trainers like you. Of course, taking care of sick Pokemon will always be my mission, but I know my job isn't finished until they return where they came from. So it's the day a Pokemon leaves that is most rewarding to me.
God, did you guys really do that?
We really did. And that was when I realized why I hung out with Barney. I never got where I thought I wanted to go, but I always got a great story.
I can do it now. My daddy has to go away. But he'll return most any day. Any moment I may see my daddy coming back to me.
Many more. And I have to say I'm truly proud of that fact. And I think the Sound Clip of Wisdom is too.
I'm bad. And that's good. I will never be good, and that's not bad. There's no one I'd rather be than me.
I really feel. Are you really crying? You know, I mean, if you thought you were, he was tearing.
I mean, I almost lost it when you did the Toy Story clip. I almost lost it.
I actually, when I was editing this, I actually was ready to cry with the Home Alone. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know. I guess you see your mom and like, I'm sorry I left you again. Like, oh my, it's like such a beautiful Christmas movie and it's coming back around the corner. Yeah. And it's like, oh my God, I love this.
You did.
And the Wreck-It Ralph ending is just, oh my God.
I think you could have, you should have ended it with I Love You All.
Classic. Oh my God, you're right.
And I'm listening to it, and I'm like, and he's
going to
end with that.
We were going to use it. And I probably forgot because there was two. There was one from Girl Meets World that we had, and there was one from, oh my God. I have all clips to forget. I am so angry at myself.
Save it for the 200.
But I've been meaning to do this montage for the 50th show, for the 2-year anniversary, for the 1-year anniversary, and I never got to do it. I finally did, and it sounded great.
Yes, it did. Andrew, I got to that was awesome. I want
to this is why I need to get
I
a full time job.
You so you can do a best of montage for my show.
What's up?
It might take a little while because we do have 300 shows to look
through.
Yeah,
pretty much. Too many.
It is sports.
How about you? You want to say anything? The mic's in your hand.
Congratulations, bud. I mean, this is amazing. Like, come on, clap it up. Okay. Seriously, this is my first time here. I'm having fun, and hopefully I'm part of this program with you in the future. Hopefully, maybe I am the future of this program.
Maybe. And I think anyone could be if you put your mind to it. But I do want to say some final words. And when you do this program every week, you always think about if anyone cares. And you think people don't because you're on radio. You don't know who's watching. You don't have numbers in front of you and you don't know who's listening. But when you look around you and you really take in, people do care. To have both your bosses say, hey, Andrew, I know you can't work Tuesday because of your show. That's actually, wow. I created impact.
My show is on top of their priorities. And that's amazing for it. That's what's amazing. Our show has become a priority. My mom and dad stopped the world because the program's on. My friends, oh, we can hang out tonight because of my show. The program has become a priority. If that's something, I did video editing and never became a priority. It got lost in the wind. But this program has become a priority. And I think we are going to see 100 shows more. I want to thank my mom, my dad, and my brother. I love you. Thank you. By the way, we always thank everyone at the end of every single show. We still do it. I want to thank my crew, Howard Forrest, my phone screener. I want to thank all of my affiliates who allow us to air every single Tuesday night. And all of the companies who give us the opportunity to bring this show 24/7. I want to thank both my guests, Susan Samaru at the Mara Foundation and Ezekiel Jackson for coming on the program. And we always thank these people. And that's the audience. People don't realize if you have no audience, you got no show. If you got no customers, you got no business. If you got no people, you got no country. It's what everyone does. And from what you were speaking about before, about people not saying anything through the conversation we had before the show and on it, it's very common. But you have a chance. The midterm election, it's your shot. It's your chance. Go out there. Make a difference. And if you do, many things could happen for you and for everyone around you. I'll be back next week for the end of the month. Thanks for joining me. See you next time.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something, and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text.
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. So many comments on my comment.
Hey, guys, check out my new video game.
Mom, what?
Huh?
Pew, pew.
What'd you say?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Want to get the most out of your exercise? This is registered dietitian nutritionist Melissa Dobbins. A few hours before you work out, eat right. Have peanut butter and honey on whole grain toast, a turkey and Swiss sandwich with fruit, or oatmeal with banana, almonds, and fat-free milk. Then a half hour before you exercise, eat some fruit and drink a bottle of water. You'll train longer, work out harder, and delay fatigue. Eating right helps. For a registered dietitian nutritionist near you, visit eatright.org.
Man, last night we put on an epic light show.
So epic.
The crowd loved us.
Wait, there were only four people out there.
Yeah, but did you see their four faces? Their eyes lit up brighter than ours, and we're fireflies.
Yeah, we are.
And we're going to be out here rocking out our light show at a forest near you, so come check us out.
Check us out.
Whether you're rocking their world or they're rocking yours, some memories never fade. Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fires.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
This is Stereo 1230 WBLQ Westerly Stonington, a DuPonti communication station. WBLQ.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.